One person was killed and three others were injured in a multi-vehicle crash on Interstate 55 in Crittenden County Thursday morning. According to the Arkansas State Police, the crash occurred at approximately 7:48 a.m. on January 29th near the 9-mile marker outside of Marion. Troopers say a northbound 2017 Freightliner driven by 50-year-old Ronnie Black of Walnut Ridge was merging from a rest area when it was struck from behind by a 2019 Freightliner driven by a 57-year-old man from Michigan. Authorities say the second semi then left the roadway, crossed the cable barriers and into the southbound lane, and collided head-on with a 2006 Honda Accord driven by 43-year-old Matthew Coles of Marion. Marion was pronounced dead at the scene. Black and the driver from Michigan and a minor passenger in Coles' vehicle were transported to the hospital with unspecified injuries. According to the preliminary crash report, road conditions were icy at the time of the incident. And the Donovan Police Department has issued an endangered silver advisory for a missing adult who was last seen Thursday evening. According to authorities, 74-year-old Ronald Dale Lynn went missing from the Colonial Home Nursing Facility in Donovan around 5 p.m. on January 29th. Lynn had reportedly left the facility to get a haircut and failed to return. Officials say Lynn is a white male standing 5'7" and weighing approximately 275 pounds with bald hair and blue eyes. He wears glasses and is hard of hearing. He has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease and other medical conditions. Lynn also uses an oxygen tank, which he did not have with him when he left. He was last seen traveling northbound on Corporate Parkway from Callahan Road in Wentzville at approximately 6:58 p.m. on Thursday in a silver 2017 Kia Soul with Arkansas license plate number 403904. Authorities say Lynn has a history of traveling to northeastern Arkansas. Anyone who sees Lynn or the vehicle, or who has information about his whereabouts, is urged to call 911 or contact the Donovan Police Department at 573-996-7123. And two juveniles have been charged in connection with a series of theft-related crimes in Izzard County. According to the Izzard County Sheriff's Office, the suspects have been charged in Izzard County Circuit Court, Juvenile Division, with a total of 49 offenses tied to vehicle thefts, burglaries, and other thefts reported in the Horseshoe Bend area since July 2025. Officials say the investigation remains ongoing and additional charges against other individuals may be filed as the case continues. Authorities are asking anyone with information related to the investigation to contact the Izzard County Sheriff's Office at 870-368-4203 or ask to speak with a deputy. And also in our news today, several vehicular accidents were reported yesterday by the Missouri State Highway Patrol. A Springfield man was injured in a single vehicle crash in Howe County on Friday morning. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred on U.S. Highway 63 at County Road 1310 when a 2005 Morningstar semi-truck ran off the left side of the roadway and overturned. Troopers said the driver, a 36-year-old man from Springfield, sustained moderate injuries and was transported by ambulance to Ozarks Healthcare for treatment. And a crash nearly 5 miles south of Willow Springs yesterday morning closed all southbound lanes of traffic on U.S. 63 for an extended period of time. Details that have been released about the accident include a rollover, including a tractor trailer carrying cattle feed. No additional information regarding the accident has been released at this time. And a Donovan woman was seriously injured in a single vehicle crash in Wayne County late yesterday morning. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred at approximately 11:58 a.m. along U.S. Highway 67, about 1 mile north of Lodi. Troopers say the 2012 Ford Escape, driven by a 56-year-old woman from Donovan, ran off the left side of the roadway and struck a snowbank and a road sign. The driver sustained serious injuries and was transported by ambulance to Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center for treatment. And a two-vehicle crash in Texas County sent one woman to the hospital yesterday afternoon. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred at approximately 12:30 p.m. along Missouri Route 17, about 3 miles south of Houston. Troopers say a 2015 Chevrolet Equinox, driven by a 24-year-old woman from Rolla, failed to yield while attempting to make a left turn. A northbound 2023 Chrysler Pacifica, driven by a 62-year-old woman from Croker, then struck the side of the Equinox. The driver of the Equinox sustained minor injuries and was transported by ambulance to Texas County Memorial Hospital. And a crash occurred yesterday evening around 4:25 at the intersection of Missouri and First Street in West Plains. Emergency crews were on the scene yesterday evening, but no further details have been released at this time.